Well, hi everybody. May I add my welcome to Mary Ann's. It's very nice to see you. Now, it's great that you guys are all here. If you want to sit on the mat, that would be really helpful. Alexander, can you just, that's great. If anyone else wants to come forward, you get a much better view. We're going to be putting pictures up on the board. So if anyone else wants to come forward for that, now is a really good time to do it. Brilliant. Alexander, you need to stay there. Thank you. Okay, lovely. Well, just to check that our brain's doing it, we're going to be thinking about that Bible verse that we had read for us. But just check we know what sort of day it is. Can anyone tell me why the 25th of December is a special day? Can anyone remember? Yep. It's Christmas Day, isn't it? Now, does anyone know when the 25th of December is?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, yes. It's Christmas Day tomorrow. Now, I don't know what you really love about Christmas. One of the things I like is a Christmas tree. Did anyone decorate their Christmas tree this year? You did. Brilliant. Okay, what about crackers? Do you like crackers? You do like crackers. Okay, now who likes turkey? Some of you. Okay, keep your hands up if you like sprouts. Okay, not so. I like sprouts. But I guess one of the things we love about Christmas more than anything is getting presents, don't we? I think that's one of the best things. And what's quite exciting is I've got a present for you for this evening, but I just need to go and get it. So if you just sit there a moment, and I'll go and get the present. Hang on a sec. Okay, here's a present. Now, does anyone want to have a guess as to what the present might be? Buzz Lightyear? Does anyone think it's anything other than Buzz Lightyear? Tom, no, it's not Tom.
Sam.
No, no, it's not Sam. Shall we have a look?
Jesus.
It's not Jesus either. But it's often the right answer, isn't it, when we do these things? Let's just have a look and see. Whoa, do you know what it is? It is a life-size Buzz Lightyear. Isn't that an amazing present? Now let's just can anyone know what Buzz Lightyear says? Can anyone? Yep.
To infinity and beyond.
Let's have a look.
To infinity and beyond.
Brilliant! It speaks. Yep.
Come in, Starkamon. Why won't they answer?
Let's have a go.
Come in, Starkamon. Why won't they answer?
Okay, so it's quite good, and that would be, wouldn't it, a great present to get on Christmas Day. I think this is one of a kind, actually, so don't get your hopes up. But Buzz does say lots of different things, doesn't he? And we'll be thinking about some of the things Buzz says a little bit later. But if a life-size Buzz Lightyear is a really good present, it raises a question. And the question is this, if that's such a good present, why 2,000 years ago did God not send a Buzz Lightyear? If that's the best Christmas present in the world. And here's the answer why. Because he didn't send Buzz, did he? But God sent another. God sent another baby. Who's this? Any ideas?
Jesus.
Yeah, put your hand up, please, if you want to give an answer. It's Jesus, absolutely right. Okay? And here's the thing. I think Jesus is much better than Buzz Lightyear. And I'm going to give you three reasons why Jesus is much better than Buzz Lightyear. Now, you might be thinking, well, hang on. I don't agree with you, Andy. I think, actually, to have a life-size Buzz, one that's been on the mince pies a little bit since the last movie, that would be the best present in the world. But let me give you three reasons why Jesus is better than Buzz, okay? And the first reason, we'll get our clues from Buzz. So let me just press a button again.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Okay, that's one of the things. I wonder if he speaks in Spanish. No, he doesn't. It's an English-speaking Buzz, okay. But he does say Buzz Lightyear to the rescue. But actually, Jesus is better than Buzz because Jesus does bring rescue. Okay? Now, do any of you know who this is?
Zurg.
It's evil Emperor Zurg. Absolutely right. And one of the things Buzz Lightyear comes, for those who don't know, is he comes to rescue people from the evil Emperor Zurg. But even Buzz sometimes needs a rescue himself, doesn't he? Has anyone seen Toy Story 3? Who's this? Okay, it's Lotso, the evil bear. And Buzz needs rescuing himself. And we think, well, that's all very well. But Buzz, to be honest, he's just a toy. He can't really rescue anyone. But the word rescue is important. It means someone who rescues someone is someone who helps or saves someone who can't help themselves. Okay, that's what it means to rescue. And that sometimes we might need a rescue. Why might the person in this house need a rescue? Yep.
Because it's on fire.
Okay. Why might... Now, this might be like some of you last week. Why might this person need a rescue?
Stuck in the snow.
Okay. And this chap definitely needs a rescue, doesn't he? Why?
He's going to tip over.
Yeah, his boat is sinking. But you might think, well, Andy, I don't have a boat in Maidenhead. My ship isn't sinking. And actually, my dad got snow tyres this year, so I don't need a rescue from that. And my house was absolutely fine when I left it a few minutes ago. So in what sense do we need a rescue? Jesus brings a rescue, that's great. But if I don't need rescuing, then actually Jesus is no more use than a life-size Buzz Lightyear. Well, our Bible verse helps us. And we had it read, didn't we? And it says, look, you're to call the baby Jesus because he will... Does anyone remember what it said? Save people from their sins, okay? That's what we need rescuing from. And to help us understand that a little bit more, let's go back to Buzz and see what he says this time.
I come in peace.
Okay, so it's another thing that Buzz Lightyear says. Buzz says, I come in peace. But Jesus is better than Buzz, because Buzz is just a toy, whereas Jesus does bring peace. Now let me explain what I mean, because when it comes to the word peace, well, it's important we understand what it means, isn't it? If Jesus brings peace, well, what do we mean by that? Now, sometimes we think, oh, well, Jesus is like this guy. He's protesting, he's campaigning, because he doesn't want war. So Jesus is going to bring peace rather than war. But Jesus didn't come to protest. And he didn't come to control protesters either. See, what does a policeman do? He keeps the peace, doesn't he? If people are protesting and getting a little upset, then we hope that the policeman might control them. But Jesus didn't do either of these things. Let me explain it to you like this. Here's a little quiz for you, okay? Now, out of these three pairs of people, what are these guys doing?
Punching.
They're fighting, aren't they? What about, what's going on here?
Ignoring.
They're ignoring. And what are these guys doing?
Hugging.
So out of those three groups of people, which do you think are at peace with one another? Yeah, go on. See, this guy's hugging, isn't it? So when Jesus brings peace, what he does is he brings friendship. He'll help people get on with each other. Now, we might think, oh, that's really handy because I fell out with my best friend just before school finished, and Jesus can sort that out. But actually, Jesus brings peace between us and God. Jesus has come to make us friends with God. Let me explain why we need that. You see, in the Bible, we're told that God is the king of the whole universe. So if he made the whole universe, then... Well, he made planet Earth as well, didn't he? But he didn't just make planet Earth. He also made you and me. That's what the Bible tells us. Hang on just a sec. Okay? But here's the thing. The reason we're not at peace with God is because we say things like this to God. We say, look, God, actually, I don't need you. And we say things like this as well. We say to God, look, I'll go my own way. We may or may not know that God made us. And he's king. But actually we say, look, God, I don't need you. I think I know better myself. And actually, I'm going to go my own way rather than your way. And there's a Bible word for when we do things like that. Does anyone know what it is?
Sin.
Yeah, Jess, you're absolutely right. Okay, it's sin. And the reason sin is a problem is because it stops us being friends with God, okay? We're no longer at peace with God, which is why it's really good that Jesus brings rescue and that he comes to bring us peace. Now we might think, well actually, I don't need a life-size Buzz Lightyear, and I don't even need Jesus. I can sort this out myself. What I'll have a think and I'll do something. Okay, and we think, well what is it that I can do to make things better? But here's the bad news. God says in the Bible, look, there's nothing you can do to fix this problem yourself. What's happened to this bike? It's got a puncture, so how would you fix it, do you know? Any ideas? What would you do? You'd blow the tyre up and you might use a puncture repair kit. And if you get stuck, you might ask your mum or your dad. So we could probably fix that one ourselves. What's happened to this one? What's happened? It looks a bit like Buzz, does it? Okay. He's broken down. Now, we may not be a mechanic, so we might have to take our car to the garage. Because if we take it to the garage, then they'll be able to fix it. But what about this? This one's a bit painful. What's this guy done? Go on. What's he done? Yeah, he's hurt his leg. In fact, it's broken, isn't it? So what, can he fix that himself?
No.
He can't, can he? He'll have to go to the hospital, and the surgeon will come along, and he may be...
And it'll be better.
Yeah, once the doctor helps him fix it. But if we went to the doctor or to the mechanic or even to our mum or dad and said, look, the problem is in my sin. Can you fix that? Actually, they can't fix that for us. None of us can. It's not about what we do. Even, you might think, well, it's okay, Andy, because I've got a toolkit. Or my dad's toolkit. And it's got so many different things in. I can fix anything if I've got the right screwdriver. Does he? Oh, right. Well, he's worth knowing if we have any problems. But here's the thing. Are you listening? Okay. The Bible says that we can't do anything ourselves about this problem. But the reason, why did Jesus come? Well, Jesus brings us rescue. And he brings us peace. And so the thing is that Jesus has actually done it for us. He fixes the problem. Okay. It's not about what we do. It's about what Jesus has done. And the way Jesus fixes our problem of sin is by dying on the cross. Okay, so we don't just think of Jesus being born, but actually 30 or so years later when he died. Because when he died on the cross, that's how he rescued us. That's how he brought us peace. Now that's pretty amazing, isn't it? But there was one more thing as well before I finish. And this thing's even better. See, it's great that Jesus brings us rescue. Buzz can't do that because he's just a toy. But Jesus can. It's great that Jesus brings us peace. Buzz can't do that. He's just a toy. But Jesus can. But there's one more thing. Let's go back to Buzz. Are you listening? Listening?
To infinity and beyond.
Okay, now who knows what infinity is? Yeah, forever and ever and ever. It's a very, very long time. And Buzz says, look, I can take people all over the place, but he can't make people live forever. But Jesus can. See, Jesus promises eternal life. Okay? So because of what Jesus has done, because he's fixed our problem, because he's rescued us and made us at peace with God, not only that, but he promises that we will live forever with God as our friend. So I don't know what you're looking forward to most tomorrow, but for Christians, that is people who follow Jesus, who say, Jesus, look, I realize I've ignored God and I need you to rescue me and to make peace for me by dying on the cross. To those people who say that, Jesus says, look, I promise you will live with God forever and ever. Which is why Jesus is much, much better than Buzz Lightyear. Thank you all very much for listening. Do you want to go back to your seats and maybe give Buzz a round of applause? He's done very well, hasn't he? Thanks, Buzz.